The Community Development Block Grant is contingent on the successful passage of a $5.9 million referendum to pay for a multi-pronged project to revitalize the city's struggling downtown, a project championed by Stevens Point Mayor Andrew Halverson. He sees the grant approval as a vote of confidence from state government.
Normally, communities through the competitive Community Block Grant program don't receive the full $750,000. Normally it's $300,000, $400,000, or $500,000. We were thrilled to be able to receive the entire $750,000 for our downtown revitalization project.
The project calls for the city of Stevens Point to buy the nearly vacant downtown mall, move Mid-State Technical College into the space, reopen the shuttered Fox Theater Opera House, expand the Boys and Girls Club from 2,000 to 15,000 square feet, and renovate the downtown business area. Halverson says he knows it will not be easy to get the referendum passed next Tuesday.
The ability for us to go through a referendum in these economic times is a challenge. There's no doubt about it. But we also know that this community has waited a very long time for a project that has the impact that this particular project certainly will have on downtown.
Halverson says his own survey of 1,000 Stevens Point households shows 46% in favor of the referendum, 16% opposed, and 38% undecided. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.